actually really love to play the cello. I like the feeling it gives me. Physically. I mean, I like pressing the bow into the string. I like feeling the string vibrating under my fingers. And sometimes feeling the vibrations of the instrument itself against my body. I like that. I like the physical sensations of it. I also get great pleasure out of all the work and the effort that I've put into being able to play something well.
For Lynn Harrell, all that effort began when he was 9 years old, smaller than a cello.
I think it's my old buddy. I was always big, and there was always tremendous pressure in me in school to be in the football team and play on the basketball squad, and I didn't want to so much. I wanted to, after a certain age, to make music, and the fact that it was big and slightly cumbersome and capable of great pathos and drama, but also of great delicacy. I'm very, very proud of my delicacy and sensitivity.
Lynn Harrell grew up with classical music. His father was the operatic baritone Mac Harrell, and his mother was violinist Marjorie Fulton. Lynn had a job in the cello section of the Cleveland Orchestra. Just 2 years later, he had been moved to the first chair. The conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra was George Zell, an outstanding creator of beautiful sounds from the string sections. The Zell taste was eagerly absorbed by his 20-year-old protege.
Just an awe-inspiring experience. A fantastic thing to come up face-to-face yet again on a Monday morning for the first rehearsal of a new concert program with a piece by a great genius, Mozart or Beethoven or Brahms or whomever, and I'd hear it for the first time. I would just go skipping home.
Harrell is being back with the Cleveland Orchestra and his friends. Shlomo Mintz and Vladimir Ashkenazi. And Johannes Brahms.
Be louder, last two bars.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
Good to see you. Wonderful to be here. Hi, Joe.
So good to see you in here.
Great to see you. Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Sure. Hi, sweetheart. How
are everybody?
You? Wonderful. How's everybody with you?
Oh, real good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about going out there and finding a place?
We've bought a house already, and I'm going to see it for the first time Sunday.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
No. Linda went ahead and just bought it.
Somebody
finally going to have a tub big enough
put it
that
in the
I fit in.
This black.
Nice.
Harold is married to Linda Blandford, an English journalist whose beat is the United States.
I just wouldn't be able to eat outside. Every New Yorker's idea of heaven.
Living outside in
living
this wonderful
outside.
Tropical climate.
Huh? That's right.
Reading outside, is that what you're saying?
The Harold family also includes 6-year-old twins, all of them now preparing for a major career move from New York to California.
Never thought I'd have a fireplace in my bedroom.
This is the bedroom.
Yeah.
Lynn Harrell plays more than 100 concerts a year, a full schedule for any musician. But still, he has decided to share his talent in another way. Here at the University of Southern California, Harrell has accepted a teaching appointment.
When you have the C to the B flat this third time, you have to make more of that. When Brahms marks the swell, he really wants it to be very, very impassioned and outgoing. Teaching has always been very important to me because the great teaching that I had and the fact that music is such a complicated and immense thing to learn, it takes good teaching by people who have had good teaching and but have also been involved in the totality of the musical life. And so I want to be able to give some of that back.
Use the whole bow.
Two valuable cellos in the life of Lynn Harrell. This is a Montagnana. The other, a nearly priceless Stradivarius called the Jacqueline Dupré. It was owned and is named for the great cellist who no longer can perform because of crippling multiple sclerosis.
The Strad belonged to Jackie Dupré in England, and it was thought to be an Amati for many years. So it wasn't ever given a name, as most of the Stradivaris were, of the people who owned it in the 19th or 18th centuries. So it didn't have a name. I named it after her. It was made in 1673, when Strad was still very young and just starting out in his career. He lived into his 90s. But although it's one of his first cellos, it's tonally considered really one of the very best. It's an extraordinary instrument. To think, Jeannie, that if I wasn't able to play the cello, that my life would fall apart emotionally, that I would become sick, I'd go crazy, because it's such an integral part of my core. But I'm not feeling that so much anymore. I'm feeling that the core of my life has to do with expressing music to other people. And the cello has become more of just the medium.